this summer, she is studying to be a doctor. And this family that she stayed with, or one of the families, she stayed with two families, and one of the families that she stayed with has a, the man has a brother in the United Nations over here, and she's studying in Cornell. And so when these folks over in Holland found out that she was at Cornell this winter, they at once contacted the brother in the UN to go see Nancy and to entertain her and be nice to her. And so when he found out how interested she was in her work and everything, he said, how would you like to study this summer in the, and name this big hospital in Holland? And she said, well, I'd give my teeth to go, but what chance would I have to get over there? He said, all you have to do is say you want to go.
It's nice to work that way. It's a lot easier from the top than it is from the bottom, either.
He said, I'm one of the board of that hospital, and he said, if I recommend you, you have a job, and all you need will be your expenses back and forth.
Boy.
So she called her dad to see if he felt, and he said, Nancy, do you think that I'm just made of money? And she said, well, it won't cost awfully much, Dad. And she said, I'll have my board and room and a small salary. She said, I don't know how much, but they said enough to cover my expenses. And she said, I'll save enough out of my salary to pay you back when I come home. And he said, well, we'll take it under consideration and think about it. And of course, Mike would have paid her way. She called him the next night and said, forget about the money. I've got a way to go to... to Europe, and my way paid, and my way paid back, and said, I don't need your old money. She said she's lying awake there worrying, wondering how, and she said, why, they send chaperones with those kids, and they go over there, and I'm old enough to get a, be a chaperone, and I've been over there, and know the ticket way to go and everything. She said, I'll just call them in the morning, and she did, and they made an appointment for her to come down and gave her the job, and I guess she's about coming home now. So Mike then...
Well, I'm going to add to mail, you folks can get
Mike then, instead of apologizing to her or anything, he was sorry that...
You wanted the egg for Mama, right?
Yeah, you better bring a loaf of bread. He had a Volkswagen waiting for her when she docked over there. So now they are going to go to New York when she comes home, and going on the train and pick up the Volkswagen and bring it.
Of course, how many years does she have yet before she gets her degree?
I don't know. She has been in Cornell a year.
In med school there? Or?
Med school,
Well, usually, people in med school, if they have a good chance of finishing, would be wise just to borrow the money. If they can't.
Oh, her father's got plenty of money.
Well, the first year they'll make it back.
Because he just had the two girls, and the other girl is married. She married a fellow who graduated from West Point, who's going to make his life an army because he is an army brat. And so they're on Okinawa now.
Just here and there.
So he just has Nancy's school expenses now, and Mike is a third high man in this copper clad bank in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
That new bank, you know.
Oh,
that
her father? And you think I made the money? Huh? Oh my goodness.
It's just two men I noticed that were higher than Mike was.
It's a little ludicrous, isn't it?